The Nightingale Legacy by Catherine Coulter. Copyright 1994 by Catherine Coulter and performance copyright 1994 by Brilliance Corporation. All rights reserved. To Sarah and Gordon Ween. Very good friends who suit each other perfectly. You both suit me perfectly, too. Let's hear it for the BVI and Captain Tim's political philosophy. Thanks for being so bright, so funny, so very dear, and so magnificent underwater. All the best until our brutal next word game. The Nightingale Legacy. 1. St. Agnes Head, Cornwall, August 1814. Frederick North Nightingale looked down at the huddled woman at his feet. She was bowed in on herself, her knees drawn nearly to her chest, her arms over her head, as if she tried to protect herself as she fell from the cliff above. Her once stylish pale blue muslin gown was ripped violently beneath her arms, the bodice and skirt stained and filthy. One blue slipper dangled from twisted and torn ribbons from her right foot. He came down to his knees beside her and gently pulled her stiff arms away from her head. It was difficult. She'd been dead for some time, at least 18 hours, for her muscles were beginning to slacken again, the rigor lessening. He lightly pressed his fingers to her dirty neck where the collar of her gown was ripped away. He didn't know why he was feeling for a pulse. Perhaps he was hoping for a miracle. But, of course, there was no beat, just cold flesh and death. Her pale blue eyes stared up at him, not calm with acceptance, but bulging with the terror, with the knowledge that death was here and this was her last instant of life. Even though he'd seen too many men die in battle or after battle from infection, this touched him differently.